So earlier today, Secretary Austin spoke by phone with Turkish Minister of National Defense Yasar Güler to discuss Turkish activity in proximity to U.S. forces in Syria. The Secretary reaffirmed that the United States remains in Syria exclusively in support of the campaign to defeat ISIS. The Secretary also acknowledged Turkey's legitimate security concerns and underscored the importance of close coordination between the United States and Turkey to prevent any risk to U.S. forces or the global coalition's defeat ISIS mission. Separate but related, the Department of Defense also condemns the recent terrorist attack at the Turkish Interior Ministry, and we wish those injured a speedy recovery. We will post a readout of the call later today on the DoD website. Separately, Secretary Austin also spoke with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg today to review priorities for next week's NATO Defense Ministerial in Brussels, scheduled for October 11 through 12. The two leaders discussed a range of transatlantic security issues focused on implementing Vilnius Summit deterrence and defense deliverables, as well as ongoing NATO operations in the Balkans and Iraq. A full readout of the call is available on defense.gov. And looking ahead to next week, Secretary Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Brown, will depart Washington on Tuesday for Brussels, Belgium, where they'll host an in-person meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group on October 11. This will be the 16th meeting of the UDCG since Secretary Austin formed the International Coalition in April 2022. And following the contact group meetings, Secretary Austin will subsequently participate in the NATO Defense Ministerial at NATO headquarters. And with that, we'll be happy to take your questions. We'll start with AP Tarkat.